I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Questions, 20 questions, can you guess them all? Don't write them down, just shout them out, then tweet us with a score.
20 questions.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to Plenty Questions. With Lucy Porter.
With me, yes.
Mumbling Justin Edwards. Now, Justin, would you like to hear the answer to the brain teaser from
last? No, let's not do it.
Oh, let's, actually.
Well, all right then, you've twisted my arm.
So, the brain teaser was, what links Edward the vampire, yep. Andrew the sportsman,
yep.
Seamus the poet, and a group of islands in Newfoundland?
Newfoundland.
It was that they are all characters from TV show The Thick of It.
Never heard of it.
Edward Cullen is the vampire in the Twilight series, and Glenn Cullen is a character in The Thick of It. Andrew Murray is one of our greatest sportsmen, and Nicola Murray is a character in The Thick of It. Seamus Heaney was a poet, and Angela Heaney is in The Thick of It. And Swain's Island is in Newfoundland, and Ben Swain apparently was a character.
Cullen, Murray, Heaney, and Swain. Well, there you go.
Toot toot. Well done, Helen Clifford, for sending that one in. Thank you.
And there will be another brain teaser after these big 20 questions. Question number one. D.S. Steve Arnott is one of the main characters in which police drama? Line of Duty. Question number two. Julmust is a traditional, sweet, stout-like Christmas drink from which country? Sweden. Question number three. In which Dickens novel do the characters of Mr. Jaggers and Abel Magwitch appear? Great Expectations. Question number four. Who was the oldest member of the Famous Five? Julian. Question number five. Henry John Deutschendorf Jr. was better known as which country singer? John Denver. Question number six. How many snooker balls are on the table at the beginning of a frame? Question number seven. Which river flows past Balmoral Castle? The Dee. Question number eight. What did the Pope become in July 1870? Infallible. Question number nine. At what age does a Jewish boy become a bar mitzvah? Question number 10. Which pudding is asked for in the song We Wish You a Merry Christmas? Figgy pudding. Question number 11. Jamie Oliver's middle name is Oliver. True or false? False. It's Trevor. Question number 12. The song Handbags and Glad Rags was used as the theme tune for which television show? The Office. Question number 13. Of which US state is Salem the capital? Oregon. Question number 14. Raymond Briggs' The Snowman is published, Keith Moon dies, and the film Watership Down is released in which year? 1978. Question number 15. What was the first name of the composer Stravinsky? Igor or Igor. Question number 16. When telling the time, what does the abbreviation AM stand for? Anti-meridium. Question number 17. Which actor has played Paul Robinson in Neighbours on and off since its very first episode in 1985? Stephen Dennis. Question number 18. In which country would you find the Troodos Mountains? Cyprus. Question number 19. Gloria Rand, Marcy Lafferty, Noreen Kidd and Elizabeth Martin have all been married to which American actor? William Shatner. And question number 20. Who is older, Ian Botham or Ian Duncan Smith? Ian Duncan Smith by 1 year. There we go. Those were your big 20 questions. Please tweet
weren't
us.
Weren't they big?
Weren't they? And tweet us on at 20 questions with a Z.
Plenty questions with a Z.
Yeah, that as well. Tweet us on both of those and let us know your score.
Please do. Now, I have a brain teaser. Would you like to play a brain teaser sting?
Nothing would give me more pleasure. I've written this one especially. Here it goes. You're going to like this. You're going to like this a lot. If I can make it work. Here
yeah,
we
I will. Yeah. I'd like yeah, it.
Here comes the question.
Another
question. You're beating this brain teaser. You're the first. Brain teaser.
Goodness me. It was like being back at Turnmills in the 90s.
I wouldn't know.
Or fabric, or Sankey soap. Anyway, the brain teaser.
Was probably just at church.
You're probably picking a posy of bluebells for your mother somewhere.
Well, absolutely. That's what you do as a 16-year-old.
Now, we have a brain teaser from Georgia Satchel.
Mm-hmm.
The Satchels, very much friends of the show. And the brain teaser is, what links Dudley Sutton,
mm-hmm.
Oswald Boateng,
yeah.
Robson Green,
mm-hmm.
and Mata Hari?
Ah.
What links Dudley Sutton, Oswald Boateng, Robson Green and Mata Hari.
Well, there you go. An eclectic list of people.
It is,
but
Justin.
What links them all?
They do have a link.
Tune in to the next episode of Plenty Questions.
Please
to find
do.
Out and we'll see
Thank
you then.
You for listening to
Goodbye.
This one. Bye.
Plenty Questions, 20 Questions. We're approaching number 100 and that's close on 2,000 general knowledge questions, in case you're wondering.
Plenty Questions.
And I can't remember a single one of them.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.